At last check, nearly 58,000 people were living on the streets or in shelters in Los Angeles County. That's a 23% jump from last year. But as Kevin Roderick points out, you probably don't need an official count to know the problem is getting worse in L.A. There's a visible reminder on our sidewalks and overpasses. And it's turning into a big issue for L.A.'s elected officials, especially now that voters have approved new taxes on themselves to pay for homeless programs. Kevin is here now with this week's L.A. Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Eric.
Let's start with the new taxes I just mentioned. Remind us what voters approved.
So last year, remember, voters in the city of Los Angeles passed Measure HHH, and then on a much larger group of people, the voters across Los Angeles County passed Measure H, which raises the sales tax countywide to pay for homeless programs and for building new housing for people who are homeless. So the rate across everyone in the county will be paying, I believe it's 9.5% as of October 1st. Some places in the county, like in Santa Monica, already pay more than that. And their sales tax will be over 10%.
And so where is that money supposed to go? And is there debate over how our elected officials should spend it?
Well, that's the tricky part, right? Is there's a lot of money going to be coming in both to the county and to city coffers targeted explicitly for homeless programs. But, you know, there's not a lot of agreement on exactly what is the best thing to do to help people get off the street. There are people who say, well, let's build permanent housing. There's people who say, let's provide homeless services to people who are on the streets now. Let's get them cleaned up, get them to where they can at least see a doctor, get medicine, maybe even apply for a job. There's a lot of debate about how to use that money, and that's something that the city council in City Hall and the county board of supervisors has been grappling with.
And there are other issues as well, besides how to spend new tax money. The city continues to clean up homeless camps, for example. And as I understand it, there are a number of groups that are critical of that.
Yeah, you know, the city is trying to figure out how to handle this burgeoning population, which you see on sidewalks all over the city. And I encountered a number of new encampments that were new to me this weekend around the city. And I'm not talking about Skid Row or even downtown, just all over the place. So city officials both get pressure from people to clean up these encampments and also for pressure to not to make lives worse for the people who are already homeless and living on the streets by cleaning up their stuff, in some cases throwing away their stuff. And another hot button issue for people all around the city is the people living in vehicles on streets, parking overnight in neighborhoods where, you know, people are not expecting that. So there's a lot of pressure on city council members, for instance, to try to crack down on RVs parking in parts of the city. The city decided to make that against the law. And there's also pressure from people saying, well, you know, they're just staying in their RVs overnight. If they're not creating any other kind of a nuisance, why not let them be? That's just part of the debate that is making all of this attempt to try to do something about the homeless problem very, very complicated.
So who has the most to lose politically if these efforts fail? Who do we hold accountable?
Well, right now, I think it's the person most in the hot seat is Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles. He has made doing something about the homeless a key part of his agenda. And, you know, he just took office on July 1st for his second term. I think people will be watching really closely because he spent a lot of his political capital to get people in the city and in the county to pass the measures to provide a huge amount of funds for homeless services and the building of affordable housing. And I think now people are going to want to see, especially with putting that much money out there, the sales tax is going to be so high, they're going to want to see results. And I think they're going to be looking to the mayor to say, you know, so is this working and how is it working? And if it's not working, why is it not working and why do we put all this money into it? So I think this puts Eric Garcetti in the hot seat.
All right. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.